In construction or repairs, a lack of the proper tools means the job can't be done, correct? Same is true with education. The challenge for many schools has become the change in our world, its future, and the tools students are in need of to gain the education for success in that future. Too many schools have had options absent from their reach, at least until now. Here to present how Verizon is helping to make schools properly equipped to prepare their students is Verizon's Chief Corporate Social Responsibility Officer, Rose Stuckey-Kirk, along with Chelsea, who is a student who has benefited from the program that we're about to talk about. How are you today, ladies?
I'm really great, Chris. Thank you. How are you?
Very good to have you here and very good to learn about. It's called the Verizon Innovative Learning Program. Rose, talk about what the details are, what the goal is.
Yeah, so Verizon Innovative Learning is a program in which we adopt under-resourced middle schools across the nation and provide every student, teacher, administrator with a one-to-one curriculum that is technology-based. What that means is that they are getting free access, free technology, and an immersive hands-on learning curriculum for every single classroom. We are training the teachers on how to apply that curriculum. It can be everything from using gamification inside of a science class to actually 3D printing in geometry, to using circuitry in science, and really moving these students along a continuum of how that technology can be utilized for problem solving, for collaboration skills, for how to sort of think with the entrepreneur mindset. And, Chris, the end result is that we are seeing math scores that are 2 times greater than they were before we came into the program, to the school reading scores that are 3 times greater. So we're pleased with not only the impact, but how the teachers and the students are embracing and utilizing that technology to further their learning.
These schools that have the need for these programs and the technology, are they strictly urban area schools or are they small rural area schools as well?
They are all of that in addition to suburban schools. I mean, they are all across our nation. The one thing they do have in common is that they are Title I schools, where greater than 70% of the kids may qualify for free and reduced lunch, and you can have up to 30% of the kids in a classroom with special needs. And that's a very important point because as we equalize and level the playing field, we are equally helping kids who may have special needs do the same, and it's a wonderful thing where you can sort of help everyone get the education they need, and it can be customized on the spot based upon how they learn and the unique skills that each of these students brings to the table.
And there's a website, too, for you listening to learn more about this great program. Bring it to the attention of your school if the one in your district is lacking this direction this material, VerizonInnovativeLearning.com. That's VerizonInnovativeLearning.com. We have the link over to our website as well. Talk about what's the reception been by the students about this program, Rose? Because one would think if you go to school hoping for guidance, direction, and to build a future, but if you continually hear from schools and other areas, students, friends, social media, now with the kids especially, that student A is doing this, student B is sitting there thinking, gee, I can't do that.
Yeah, well, I think that's a good point. And, you know, Chris, I think Chelsea is the perfect person to talk about what it means to her personally when she has the access that this program has given her.
Certainly, Chelsea. What's the change? What's the difference? What's the increased opportunity been like for you?
The increased opportunity has been good. It's been better because with a tablet, you feel more engaged instead of a pen and a piece of paper. And you're not bored or you zone out from writing an essay or writing a math problem or something. You know, the tablets keep you engaged and you feel like you can connect, especially because it's modernized technology that anybody can use. Very simple.
And it sounds, too, like it gives you more variety in what you can learn as opposed to repetitive action, same thing, pretty much the same thing over and over and over again.
Yeah, you have a variety of options. You don't have to learn just one way. Like one kid may learn visually while another kid learns, you know, maybe audio, like listening to an audio.
Right. So. Now bring Rose back in for this last question. Rose, yeah. For schools who are hearing about this for the first time, I know Verizon does the best you can, but there's a lot of school districts, almost 570 in New Jersey alone. How can a school get engaged in the program?
Yeah, so two things. First of all, we engage at the district level because we want the districts to be committed to the program and to provide, you know, a couple of schools that we can work with so they can, you know, buddy up and help each other. But go to VerizonInnovativeLearning.com for more information. And then if you just care about education, you should go to VerizonInnovativeLearning.com because you can help us have an impact. By simply going there, you will see how you can use your social media to share the story. For every share, we will put a dollar value on it, up to $2 million, and we'll take that $2 million, put technology inside of more schools in America, and Chris, that is on top of the hundreds of millions of dollars that we've already put into the program. So educators can learn more, but most importantly, people who just fundamentally believe that we all have an obligation to help our students should also engage and help us get to that $2 million and raise your voice.
Now, if you're listening, guess what you're about to see on my Facebook page in a couple of moments. Again, it's VerizonInnovativeLearning.com. That's more information about Verizon's innovative learning projects for schools. Could be yours if it's in need. That's how you make the connection. We've been talking with a great student with a great future in front of her now, thanks to the Innovative Learning Program, Chelsea, and Verizon's Chief Corporate Social Responsibility Officer, Rose Stuckey-Kirk. Ladies, thanks for being here today.
Thank you, Chris. Have a great one.